Welcome to Season 2 of my podcast, Friends, Relationships, Careers, and MTV. More of the best stuff on earth for you, me, us.
I have a super special guest with me today. Actually, a super, super special guest because she's a star of the stage, possibly of the screen, just the stage, whatever, you're a star. Hi.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm going to bring you on here because you actually are like a young prodigy and you sing.
Yeah.
And so the first time I met you, I think it was because the parents were demanding that you sing.
Yeah.
All the time.
Always happens.
That always happens.
Always.
And you have, like, no fear of doing it. Because the first time I saw you, like, time for me to sing, I'm going to sing.
Yeah.
Right?
Pretty much.
You don't suffer stage fright?
Nope.
Okay. Wait, talk to me about what do you do? Like, what do you... Or tell people, like, so you... What do you do?
So I do professional musical theater.
Okay.
And, yeah, I just do shows around San Diego.
Okay.
And sing.
And soon to be other places.
Yeah, hopefully.
And you fit this around school.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
So, like, I'll go to rehearsals, and, like, I'll try to do homework during classes.
Okay.
Like, I'll do first period's homework during second period homework.
Right.
Period.
And then you go to rehearsals for how long?
It depends. Like, at the beginning, it's only, like, 3 hours every day.
Okay.
And then as we get closer to the show, it goes 5-6 hours after school.
5-6 hours. When do you end?
Like, shows?
Yes.
Or, like, rehearsals?
No, I mean the rehearsals.
It depends. Like, sometimes it'll end at 7, 6, or once, like, it gets, like, longer,
okay,
we end at, like, 10 or wow. 11.
And who have you played? I know you obviously played Les Mis. I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I played a featured ensemble in Les Mis, and I did, right now, I'm Silver Mist in Peter Pan.
Don't know who that is, but I'm excited to find out when
yeah,
I see it.
Yeah, because Disney rewrote it and picked us to premiere it, so
okay,
that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so when they publish it, our pictures are going to be in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is Silver Mist?
She's, like, one of the new fairies that they put in. Like, I heard that they have movies about her.
Okay.
But,
she's
yeah,
like Tinkerbell's sister?
Like, friend.
Silver Mist.
Yeah, so, like, they, like, incorporated her into Peter Pan.
You gonna get wings?
No, I don't, but I get this really cute costume.
Oh, you already seen the costume?
Yeah. I saw the sketches.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be super cute.
Can you tell us about, like, the audition process?
For auditions, I don't know, I get super nervous, and then I get in there, and it's pretty much just, like, performing. Like, sometimes I'll, like, practice, like, every day for, like, 2-3 weeks,
mm-hmm,
depending how much I want the show.
Okay.
And then I, like, sometimes they ask you for a song, or sometimes they ask you for a song and a monologue.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, so you have to memorize both. And then usually my songs, I pick a song that's, like, super upbeat and, like, it shows off my belting.
Okay.
And then for monologues, it's whatever.
What kind of monologues did you do? I didn't know you did monologues.
Yeah, it just depends, like, from different shows and, like, different random stuff. Like, once I did one about, like, one from Dr. Seuss. That was for Grinch.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you were in Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I was in How the Grinch Stole Christmas at the Old Globe.
Okay.
Oh, and I did The Odyssey at the Old Globe.
The Odyssey isn't the play?
Yeah.
Oh, there's no singing in that.
Yeah, there's.
Oh, there's...
Well, someone rewrote it for
okay,
the Old Globe, and then the Old Globe premiered it.
Are there little girls in the Odyssey?
So pretty much we were like the spirit, because like the director had this like, he had this like vision of having like the underworld voices be little kids, so he casted little kids and.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you guys get a lot of special treatment on set because you're young?
I wouldn't say special treatment. It's more like, well, I mean, like if you're little, like if you're 6 or 7, like everyone loves you. But, like, my age, you kind of have this, like, you need to be professional.
Yes.
So you don't want to, like, joke around on stage. But, like, backstage, it's, you just hang out. But, like, when you're on stage and you're, like, learning stuff, you try to act as professional as you can.
Wait, how old were you when you started?
Musical theater?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing musical theater, like, at church and stuff since I was, like, 2 or 3.
2 or 3?
Yeah.
And you told your parents, I want to do this, or they...
Well, they, like, okay, so, like, they knew, like, I liked it, and then, like, they heard from other people that I have this gift of singing.
Mm-hmm.
But then they were all like, okay, well, we don't want to like, pressure her into it. Mm-hmm. So, like, we waited till I was, like, 9, 10. And then she was like, you want to do this? I was like, yeah. And then,
they didn't know you sang.
No, they knew I sang. Like, I would always get parent pressure to sing in front of their friends.
Oh, so you would do this. You're a professional Chinese singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't say Chinese. I don't sing Chinese.
I mean, you're a professional singer for Chinese parents.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. And then, or anyone that, like, my parents meet, like, oh, hi. Yeah, this is my daughter. She can sing. Yeah, and then, so, like, when I was 8 or 9, I did a small show with San Diego Junior Theater at La Jolla.
Okay.
Called Dear Edwina. It was really cute. It was for little kids.
Okay.
And then it just went off from there. Like, I did Les Mis.
Right.
And then, like, my voice coach actually told me about Grinch.
Mm.
And then she, like, helped me get ready and...
And I know in the Grinch there's a lot of other kids.
Yeah, because we have two casts. Because we casts. We're technically employed as minors, so we can only work a certain amount of hours a week. Right.
That's true. Yeah. So you can only do like 3 shows a week because or whatever.
A week, I think we did 5 shows.
Yeah.
And then the other cast would do the other 5.
Yeah.
And the adults would have to do all 10.
What is it like to interact with like adults all the time? I mean, in that way.
Some of the adults are like, ill kids, get away from me.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're like, oh, we're so much better. We're adults. Get away from me, annoying kids. Uh-huh. But most of the, adults are really like, all little kids, can I help you? Like, after like 2 months of like rehearsing and like doing the shows, you like kind of become like family. Like they're your older, like.
Right.
They're, yeah.
But I feel like it's interesting because you're hanging out with this peer group that is not your age.
Yeah. Like,
by a lot.
Yeah.
And you see how they are.
Yeah, like, it's really funny because, like, when I did Grinch, I was only in 8th grade.
Okay.
And, like, I looked a lot younger than my age. I still do. And then...
You look 40. What are you talking about?
I know, right? Just kidding. they gradually, like... get to know you. Like, at first they're like, they'll make like a dirty joke and be like, oh, just kidding, there's kids here. But then like they like found out I was 14, they found out like the older kids were mature, and then so we would joke around with each other.
Then you can
but like with the little kids we try to keep it to a minimum.
And then so your parents, are they at rehearsals? Like
rehearsals are, parents can go in, but they usually don't. Like, my mom just doesn't... She doesn't go in because she likes it as a surprise and stuff.
Oh,
and because,
right.
Like, she would be smiling at me the whole time, and I'll be, like, staring at her. I'll be like, Mom, stop. But, like, yeah, some parents come in and watch, but dress rehearsals and stuff, no one's allowed in. Like, parents are backstage.
Okay. What about... talk to me about show moms. Is that something that's happened?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Not with my mom,
right,
though.
Not your mom.
Because my mom's the technical, like, Asian. Like, no. School first, and then theater.
Oh, right.
But, like, she's really supportive about it, but, like, backstage, oh, my goodness, some parents are just like, if you don't get on your, like, your mark on time, you can't go, like, to the movies with your friend this weekend.
Oh, because, like, that's, they're gonna punish them.
Yeah, there's, like, a couple, like, I know a lot of kids, they love doing it, and it's so much fun, like, it's a deep passion,
yeah.
But some kids, they're really talented, but their parents force them half the time.
They don't want to do it.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's fun. Like, I feel like if anyone had this opportunity, they would love it.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, sometimes, like, they get annoyed with it, and then, like, their parents are like, no, you have to do it.
Of course, because they've been doing it for, like, 10 years already.
Yeah.
Or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh. And when you look at them, are you like, I'm glad that my parents, like, they support you, but they're not, like, pushing you any more than you want to be
definitely.
Pushed?
Definitely, yeah. Like, if I tell my parents I want to take a break, they'll be like, okay, good.
They're like, great.
Yes.
More Kumon.
No. Let's not talk about that.
Okay. And then, so, okay, now you just entered high school.
Yes.
And you're going to be doing high school productions, or are you past that?
My school really doesn't, okay, well, like, my school, their productions, I'm not interested in, we'll just keep it at that.
They're too low.
They're really small.
Okay.
They're not, yeah, we'll keep it at that.
Okay. No solo shows. You'll be... Okay. Okay, so you won't be doing that. But generally speaking, do most of the people, like the kids, they still take... do they still do their high school productions?
Some people do. Like, it depends on the school. Like, CCA and, like, some schools, they have, like, amazing theater productions.
Okay.
But most of the schools, they're, like, really, like...
It's high school.
They're high school plays. Yeah.
Okay.
So
that makes sense.
They would rather do like shows outside of high school than do their high school show.
And then, so who like your influences, like your, all your influences of where are you getting those? Like your parents are watching musicals with you. You're watching, you know, like where are you?
Like getting my, what do you mean?
Where are you getting what you're listening to? You're like, oh, I like this part. I like this character, or I like, you watch musicals? I mean, I don't know.
How I've seen a lot of musicals. Like, whenever there's a good musical that I want to watch, my parents always buy me tickets and, like...
Oh, here.
Well, I went to New York and I saw, like, 4 different musicals.
What did you watch?
I watched, like, my parents are really about age-appropriate. Mm. So they wouldn't let me watch, like, Jersey Boys and all that stuff.
Okay.
So they let me watch... I saw Mary Poppins. It was so cute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I saw Mamma Mia.
Okay.
And, like, my parents were after, they're like, oh my goodness, so not age appropriate, but...
I don't know what's in it, but okay.
And then, what else did I watch in New York? That was, like, 3 years ago.
You've seen Wicked?
Yes, twice.
Okay. Twice, oh, perfect. You watch other shows here. What else? Does a lot of stuff come here?
Yeah, because they, like, tour. I've seen Annie when they came, and we saw...
You should be Annie. Are you going to be Annie?
I'm Asian, I can't.
Alright. Curly red hair.
Then, yeah,
oh, small. That's so limiting. You already, God, it's so tough.
Yeah, like, I've, like, I know a lot of stuff that I audition for. Like, I personally, well, of course I think that I'm better than them, because you have to think that to audition. You can't go in
you
thinking, like, things. But, like, I know that, like, some stuff, like, I don't get casted for because I'm Asian. So that's, like,
That's already a reality.
Yeah, like, for... Les Mis, Young Cosette, I went in knowing that I was not going to get Young Cosette because she has to grow up. And if they cast me as Young Cosette, they have to find an Asian old Cosette. And then they would have to find an Asian Fantine. And then they would have to,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then for Peter Pan, I got called back because there was like a first callback and then the director couldn't decide, so they had a second callback.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called back for Tinkerbell.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and I knew that I was not going to get Tinkerbell because I'm Asian.
Asian. You've already hit this Asian bamboo ceiling?
Yeah.
Wow, I guess that's...
But, like, my, like, goal, like, for theater isn't to get the main role. It's just to, like, I like being on stage, so...
Right.
If I'm on stage, I'm happy. Like, I don't have to get a lead. But I already have my characters picked out if I do get on Broadway.
Whom?
I want to be Elphaba. From Wicked, because she's green, so, you know.
I'd love to see you as Elphaba, actually.
Yeah, and then I also want to be Eponine, because you know how, I don't know how to say her name, Leah Salonga.
Oh, so you know her. You know her.
Of course.
Of course. I almost saw her in concert.
What? Lucky?
In New York a couple months ago.
Yeah, she's so good. She's, like, my, like, that's who I, like.
The personal, I mean, who else is there? Isn't she the only one?
There's, like, Kristen Chenoweth, but she plays all, like, blonde parts.
Right, right. I mean, she's the blonde.
But she's like, see, Salonga,
whatever, yeah. She's Filipino, whatever, yeah.
So, like, I mean, like...
Reflections
and
is,
she
like,
was
song.
And she was, Fantine.
Oh,
and
she was
Eponine, so... And Eponine's, like, my favorite character.
Which one is Eponine?
Eponine's the one that falls in love with Marius, and Marius doesn't
like
her, and then she dies.
Little drop of rain, girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Fall of rain, of course.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, a little fall of... Oh, that's so sad. Actually, that's true, because you could never play the blonde role.
Nope.
Because in Wicked, the lyrics say, like, I'm blonde.
Yeah,
so.
And then, like, okay, so, like, I get emails from, like, the Broadway world,
mm-hmm.
like, for auditions, equity auditions, like, in New York and stuff,
mm-hmm.
just because I like looking at them,
mm-hmm.
and then they were looking for principals in Wicked, and
mm-hmm.
I went through it just because, like, I mean, like, I'm, like, I just like looking at those stuff.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, and then for Elphaba, it wrote any ethnicity, and then for Glinda, it wrote blonde, Caucasian.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
That's
but
tough.
It's okay, because I like Elphaba.
I mean, when you go to auditions, are you, like, you can look around the room, you're, like, checking people out?
I know a lot of people who audition.
Okay.
Because I've done so many shows with San Diego Junior Theater.
Yeah.
But, like, I kind of, like, if I don't know them, I kind of don't, I, like, tone myself out. And I don't listen, like, because sometimes for auditions, you have to go with a group of people so you hear what they're saying, so I kind of tone it out.
What
so
do you
I don't
go with a group of people?
Yeah, like, for Junior Theater, 10 people go in at once, and then one by one you guys sing.
Oh, not like you sing at the same time.
No.
I'm like, it's like a competition?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I just tone myself out because I'll like psych myself out.
Oh.
If I listen to them.
But you get nervous before the auditions.
Yeah, and then when I, just a little, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then like I'll get in there and while singing, I'm just like.
When did that happen?
What do you mean?
When you stopped. I mean, when did you learn to just start performing? Like,
I mean, I was never really nervous as a kid. Like, I love attention.
That's amazing.
So, like,
yeah. So how do you have to? Okay, so you go to school.
Yes.
And then you do all this rehearsal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do homework, presumably.
Yeah.
And then you do other stuff. How do you have time to do other things, like normal kid stuff?
Like, I like hang out with friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Cause like I don't do shows 24/7.
Right.
Like when a show ends, I usually take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my break is over and I can't stand breaking anymore, I do another show.
Yeah.
I like having a busy schedule.
You like being busy.
I don't like staying at home and
hang out with your parents.
Yeah. But I like hanging out with friends, but like that's kind of one thing I have to sacrifice.
Yeah.
When I do shows.
Because you're just busy.
Mm-hmm.
They know that.
But like when I don't have rehearsals or something, I'm always like hanging out with friends.
That's true. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
See you on stage.